I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not.
This is Joshua Stewart of the Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. I got my host. I'm your host, and I got my host, co-host Tyler Havlicek. We got Dean Weber as a guest. We got my fiance Heather as a guest. And we're gonna talk today. We're doing a special episode, which is not even our normal weekly episode. It's a special episode about behaviors in the group home. And we're talking about things that scare people like me, Dean, Tyler, because I said it's scary when people go off. So Tyler, you want to bring up first?
Yeah, so I don't have one. So I we're not going to say names or anything, but I remember when I used to be in a group home and there was behaviors in the house, it really would scare me because I wouldn't know what to do, and I wouldn't know what that person might do to me or one of my friends, you know, and it's really scary because you don't know what they're going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Take a reaction or something like that.
Yes, Dean, with that being said, the behavior that happened tonight, did that scare you?
A little bit, dude.
Yeah, we had a behavior in my house tonight, and it was scary. And then the manager babies him, and that's not right.
And I think that's really, you don't get rewarded for something that you did.
Yeah, I don't
get it. I learned when I was in one of my old house, I got punished, and they didn't reward me.
No.
I didn't get rewarded for anything.
No, and I understand.
I suffered the consequences.
Yeah. Why is it that you and Jadine, you and I, we don't get babied in this house, but yet our housemate that went off freaking his baby.
And I noticed every time he goes off and comes in and babies him. And I'm sitting right there watching him get babied by
Don't mention names.
No.
Yeah, but and that's not right.
That's not.
Yeah, and exactly. And that's from a broader view, favoritism in these group homes and day programs are a big issue. And I think that needs to get addressed. And exactly. Favoritism in group homes and day programs are a big issue.
I know.
For an individual, I'm first time seeing this behavior go off.
Well, you've seen it before in this house. This is not the first time he's went off when you were here. He's went off playing. Remember when he kicked the hole in the wall?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to say something.
All right, hold on, Heather. Let me get you up to the mic. Heather, what do you want to say about behaviors in your group? I mean, don't mention names.
My white girl, can't mention them, but they go off, and yet two. Three of them get rewarded, and none of the other of us get anything.
Yeah, so when you, Melis, how about when you used to go off, they never reward you?
No.
That's bull crap.
I think that nobody should get rewarded for anything unless they have good behavior.
I agree.
Yeah, I remember when I used to have behaviors back in my old place, behavioral placement, I wasn't rewarded.
No, and we weren't. Not right. I wasn't rewarded when I went off the other day. I went off. I had one of my days. I didn't get rewarded.
For the first time. I didn't get rewarded.
Yeah, you had your behavior and you didn't get rewarded. We got talked to.
Yeah, Josh, you didn't get rewarded with pizza, right?
No, I didn't get rewarded with pizza. I wish I would get rewarded for pizza, but I don't want that. That wouldn't help me. That does not help me learn.
Me
that doesn't solve
I'd rather deal with the consequences than freaking get rewarded for our behavior. Just calm me down. I'd rather be told straight up. I don't want to be babied. Being baby means that you are a baby.
Not me, I'm 23, and I
yeah,
just turned
23, yeah.
And I was 22, and I was not babied at all. I had a hard time,
and
a rough time.
Yeah, what were you saying, Heather?
I said nobody should get rewarded for bad behavior.
I agree, babe, I agree.
I'm still gonna turn, I'll tell you that for a fact.
Yeah.
If she says no, the hell still go off.
No, I know.
But to me, that it's like.
Yeah. So, is that Tyler? Is there anything else we should bring up about this, or is that it for our special segment?
No, that's pretty much it. Maybe one more thing is how to best handle a situation like that, you know?
I just ignore it and let the staff handle it. And if staff need me to back them up, I will back them up.
Yeah, same thing with me. I just go in my room, and if there's a behavior, I go in my room, listen to my music, and to block the noise out, I might blast my music, you know?
Yeah, like
I put music on all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, so guys, with that being said, we are now ending our special segment. We thank you and have a wonderful day.
Yep, thank you.